Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 6th of February, 2014. It's the birthday of Tom Brokaw, born in Webster, South Dakota, 1940, anchor of the NBC Nightly News for more than two decades, and author of The Greatest Generation, about the men and women who came of age in the Great Depression and served in World War II. It's the birthday of Michael Pollan, born Long Island, 1955, the author of best-selling books about food, The Botany of Desire, The Omnivore's Dilemma, In Defense of Food, and Food Rules, whose nutrition philosophy is eat food, not too much, mostly plants. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Come Live With Me and Be My Love, and We Will All the Pleasures Prove, Christopher Marlowe, Canterbury, England, 1564. It's the birthday of a lexicographer who brought out a dictionary of slang before scholars considered that a serious subject, Eric Partridge, born New Zealand, 1894. He came out with A Dictionary of the Underworld in 1949. And it was on this day, 1937, John Steinbeck's novella of Mice and Men was published. He wrote it while living in a little three-room vacation cottage near Monterey Bay in California. At first, the book was titled Something That Happened, but then he came across the poem by Robert Burns, The Best-Laid Schemes of Mice and Men, Gang Aft Aglay, and took the title from that. In the spring of 1936, Steinbeck was making great progress on the book, and then his puppy chewed up half of the manuscript. Steinbeck wrote to a friend, "My setter pup, left alone one night, made confetti of about half of my manuscript book. 2 months' work to do over again. There was no other draft. I was pretty mad, but the poor little fellow may have been acting critically." The work went quickly, and he managed to get the work to his publisher a few months later. Of Mice and Men got great reviews, and then, with the help of the playwright George S. Kaufman, Steinbeck made it into a play. Here's a poem for today by Shelley, Percy Bysshe Shelley, entitled To a Singer. My soul is an enchanted boat, which like a sleeping swan doth float upon the silver waves of thy sweet singing, and thine doth like an angel sit beside a helm conducting it, whilst all the winds with melody are ringing. It seems to float ever for ever upon that many-winding river between mountains, woods, abysses, a paradise of wildernesses, till like one in slumber bound, born to the ocean, I float down around into a sea profound of ever-spreading sound. Meanwhile, thy spirit lifts its pinions in music's most serene dominions, catching the winds that fan that happy heaven, and we sail on, away, afar, without a course, without a star, but by the instinct of sweet music driven, till through Elysian garden islets, by thee, most beautiful of pilots, where never mortal pinnace glided, the boat of my desire is guided. Realms where the air we breathe is love, which in the winds on the waves doth move, harmonizing this earth with what we feel above. To a Singer by Percy Bysshe Shelley. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.